that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney, and I'm fighting a little cold this week, but the show will go on. Today we'll be talking with the founder of Cubana Books in Chico, which publishes contemporary literature written by Cuban women. The company is putting on an event tomorrow night with Cuban music, dancing, food, and artwork, and a special guest, one of the Cuban authors. She'll be doing live readings of her poetry. The head organizer of this party, called An Evening in Cuba, is Chico State Spanish professor Sarah Cooper. She'll be telling us all about the event.
We want Chico to be able to experience Cuba. We're going to have live Cuban music by some drummers who are going to be accompanying an Afro-Cuban dance performance. We're going to have Cuban food.
And tomorrow night at the Paradise Performing Arts Center, there's a concert with French-Canadian pianist Mimi Blay. She's been called the Queen of Ragtime. We'll hear from her today about the music that she loves.
Ragtime music, Tom, is totally connected with freedom.
Right.
Because it's when the black people were finally free out of slavery that this music came out. So this freedom that you have, this happiness that to be free, it's so communicative in the music. It's toe-tapping and happy music, ragtime is.
That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
The new troupe in Reading, Axiom Repertory Theater, continues its premier production, Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett. This famous tragicomedy plays at Reading's Pilgrim Congregational Church, 2850 Foothill Boulevard. The two clueless clowns while away their time starting at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and again at 7:30 next Wednesday and Thursday. Tomorrow evening at the Cascade Theater in Reading, A Legend of the Blues, Charlie Musselwhite, with the North Mississippi All-Stars. This double bill of music starts at 7:30. The Orland Art Center presents Multimedia Magic, featuring works by two artists. Peter Pyatt shows his graphite and colored pencil drawings, as well as his fine art photography. Lynn Rose Light shows her watercolors, oils, and sculptures. The centers open 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. In Chico, the Blue Room Theater has a fast-paced farce, Taking Steps. See this frenetically funny play tonight or tomorrow at 7:30. Tonight at Chico State, in the Performing Arts Center's Roland Taylor Recital Hall, low brass specialist Lloyd Roby, bringing to the stage a wealth of jazz and classical music. Professor Roby's one-man show starts at 7:30. At the Roland Taylor Recital Hall Wednesday, the three-day New Music Symposium starts with an evening of acoustic jazz, featuring the violin-guitar duo Pull Strings and the brass tones of the Westerlies. Thursday's performance showcases the talents of student composers. Closing the symposium on Friday, the saxophone quartet Quasar. Each of the 3 days, the performance starts at 7:30. Monday, at Sierra Nevada's Big Room, the band ALO takes the stage for an evening of dance-worthy music starting at 7:30. Chico Art Center has its Discovery Series, exhibiting works by newly discovered artists. The center is open every day from noon till 4. The University Art Gallery at Chico State features the show Head Over Heels, with paintings by Cara Maria. Gallery hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. The current exhibit at Chico's 1078 Gallery, Taking Stock, a 50-year retrospective of work by Peter Jodidis. The galleries open Thursday through Saturday, 12:30 to 5:30. Completing its run at Theater on the Ridge in Paradise, The Tin Woman. This emotional comedy drama explores the themes of family, loss, and redemption. Curtain goes up at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, with a final performance 2 o'clock Sunday. Later on this program, you'll hear about the entertaining ragtime concert tomorrow at the Paradise Performing Arts Center. On Wednesday at the Paradise Performing Arts Center, the Brigham Young University Theater Ballet presents Fairy Tale and Fantasy. Meet the best-loved princes and princesses of ballet with highlights from Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, and Alice in Wonderland. This performance, dedicated to dance, starts at 7 o'clock. In Oroville, at the Birdcage Theater, what is artifice and what is true love? Decide for yourself with the play Stage Kiss. Curtain times for this romantic comedy are 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and 2 o'clock Sunday. In Yuba City, the Acting Company wraps up its production of an audience favorite, the musical Forever Plaid. Four young singers were killed in an auto accident on their way to a gig. Now they get one big chance to perform in the afterlife. Tonight and tomorrow, showtime is 8 o'clock, and there's a final performance Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Choreographer Twyla Tharp observes that the ballet needs to tell its own story in such a way that it can be received without having to be translated into language.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and I'm so pleased to be speaking today to Sarah Cooper, who is the editor of Cubana Books, connected with CSUC, and also a professor of Spanish there. She has brought me this dazzling poster about the wonderful party that's being thrown Saturday. There's a strong art element, but there's also a bilingual reading. There's a no-host bar with mojitos. Sarah, tell me about why you're doing this benefit and about the press.
Oh, thank you, Dolores. I'm so happy to be here. Cubana Books was started about 5 years ago because Cuban women were having such a hard time being heard here in the United States. I started this with a group of Cuban women, and so far we have published 8 books. 7 of them are in bilingual format, Spanish and English. And so finally, these women are finding their way into university courses and regular homes all the way across the country. My idea was to be able to build bridges between Cuba and the United States and to help women. I've been very lucky to be able to travel to Cuba on several occasions and become very close friends with a lot of the authors. And having them come here to Chico is one of the missions of the press. And so for this Saturday, we're going to be visited by Havana-based Georgina Herrera, who's a fantastic Afro-Cuban poet.
Well, tell us about what else is happening during this celebration. It seems like you have recreated a little section of Cuban nightlife.
That was actually the idea. We want Chico to be able to experience Cuba. We're going to have live Cuban music by some drummers who are going to be accompanying an Afro-Cuban dance performance. We're going to have a DJ, Marcy Means, who normally does DJing for Salsa Night, so people can dance to great Cuban music. We're going to have Cuban food, and this is going to be prepared by a Sacramento-based chef who is an alumni of CSUC, as well as one of my former interns. Her name is Lisa Riccio, and she's got an amazing menu anywhere from black bean croquettes to fruit skewers to pork skewers, everything with special sauces. And we have some special things for dessert, too, including paletas from Flor de Michoacan ice cream shop. We have a silent auction, which is going to be amazing. We've got donations from many, many businesses and restaurants around town, and really some special things. For instance, Kirk's Jewelers is donating a pendant. Dolores Mitchell, of course, is donating her art, as well as Ellen Beauregard. Probably the biggest pièce de résistance in terms of art is we have an original watercolor by a Cuban artist who is now international, and he's based in New York. His name is Armando Mariño. If you look him up, you can see he's really in the big leagues, and he's sent a piece to be included in the silent auction.
I'm going to talk now to an artist who has donated three absolutely gorgeous images of the Sutter Buttes, Ellen Beauregard. Ellen, tell me about this 3-for-1 donation of yours.
It was a study that I did from the Sutter Buttes in different perspectives, different angles, different views, different lighting. And I put the composition together as if it was a triptych, but all on one painting.
And you were saying about the plight of women artists that you've experienced yourself.
Yes, that definitely is an interest. It's difficult for women to be heard or to be seen as an artist or author. I'm assuming it's very similar. So I wanted to make sure I could sponsor and contribute what I could.
Sarah, you were saying some very interesting things about Sue Whitmore's ceramic piece.
She's actually donated two pieces, and one's a beautiful porcelain dish, and it would be great for anybody's collection. The other piece is more demonstrative of her wacky side. And this is from a class that she does at Chico State. The students have to make one piece which has two very defined sides. And the two sides have to be connected together stylistically or thematically, but they actually have to be completely different objects. So the piece that she gave me is her example piece. And on one side, it's sort of a landscape with big boulders and an old brick wall. And then on the other side, that brick wall turns into a book. And so she thought that that would be perfect for this sort of an event, which is all about books, literature, and other such things, Cuban.
Sarah, you were telling me that people can get a sneak preview of the art in the silent auction.
Well, the art and all of the other amazing items that have been donated, including things like cooking classes at Leon's. So just go to Facebook, and you can either go in through the Cubana Books page and find the event, or you can just search for the event, An Evening in Cuba. And that's the first thing that comes up.
Sarah, there's no doubt this is going to be a very popular event. Can people just show up at the door, or should they try to get tickets in advance?
Well, there could be some spaces available at the door, but I would recommend people trying to get tickets in advance. And there's a couple different ways you could do that. You can just search for Cubana Books on Eventbrite. Definitely, you can search for the name of the event on Facebook, An Evening in Cuba.
Well, of course, there are so few people interested in wonderful food and mojitos and dancing and gorgeous art and just a great sense of fun. So, but I think getting it tickets in advance would be a very good idea. And there's also the Cuba basket. Tell us about that.
Oh, right. Some of you may have already heard that a group of us from campus are going to Cuba in March. It's a university-connected trip, and we're going through a travel provider called Altruvistas, based out of the Bay Area. Altruvistas is contributing a wonderful basket, a Cuba basket, as the grand prize for our raffle. It includes Havana Club rum, I think some cigars, some Cuban coffee, like actually from Cuba, yeah, and $500 towards an Altruvista trip to Cuba.
Wow. Well, tell me, how about those people who feel a little insecure about their Spanish? Need they worry about coming to this event?
Oh, no, absolutely not. The event is going to absolutely be bilingual. And as a matter of fact, most of it will be in English. Now, the poet herself doesn't really feel very confident with her English. She'll be speaking in Spanish, but of course there will be interpretation. And the poems that she reads in Spanish will be printed with their translation on a little program for all of the attendees. And then, of course, you could also buy her book at the venue and have her autograph it.
Let me go over the details. This is Saturday night, starting at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. The location is the Chico Women's Club, 592 East 3rd Street. Lots of parking, and it's a gorgeous space. It does have a kind of Spanish feeling to it, don't you think?
I think it does, and all of those windows are just stunning.
Well, it's going to be a very exciting event. Thank you both for coming.
They call her the Queen of Ragtime, Mimi Blay on the keyboard. And Mimi is going to be in person playing lots of music at the Paradise Performing Arts Center tomorrow night. Mimi and also her host sponsor, Mary Wittenberg, are here with us to talk about that concert. Mary, how did you get the idea to bring Mimi to the Paradise Performing Arts Center?
My youngest daughter played ragtime piano, and when she left home, I realized how much I enjoyed it, and I missed it. So my partner Mike and I went to see Mimi at a home concert in 2011, I believe, and we thought it'd be nice to have her come to Chico and do a home concert. So we hosted her in 2011. Our idea was to have her do benefit concerts for nonprofit agencies, and that's how we started having her do larger events and performances.
And tomorrow night's event is a benefit for the Performing Arts Center.
Yes, a benefit concert for the Performing Arts Center.
Mimi Blay, you actually live in Canada, is that right?
Yeah, I live in Quebec province on the east side of Canada, which is the French province, so I'm French.
And you started in classical music.
Yeah, I was trained classical.
When did you discover ragtime music?
Oh, it came later on. Actually, you know what is fun is the classical music, I liked it all my life. It's a great education, too. I mean, you learn to become such a solid pianist, and there's so many great and amazing, you know, composers for piano music. But I always listened to pop music. I was so into pop music. My big crush was Jimi Hendrix, to give you a little chance. Yeah. It was not Mozart or Rachmaninoff. I went to McGill University, doing my concert diploma. My mother wanted me so bad at being a classical musician. So I really did push all my study to the end. You know, I did my last recital, which was a full Franz Liszt program, played a Tchaikovsky, play Rachmaninoff, play Chopin, playing, you know, different concertos. So I really did it. But then there's a young percussionist who called me. He was playing the mallets, you know, marimba, vibraphone, xylophone.
Yeah.
What happened between him and I, it was magical because the connection was so strong musically. And he said, you know, let me finish my diploma, my degree at the university. Me, I was gone. And he said, let me finish and then I'll find you anywhere on the planet. I want to play with you. So when he finished 4 years after that, we teamed. So one day after 3 years playing together, you know, doing concerts in Europe and Canada, everywhere, he came to the practice for our new program. That was our third year to, you know, to work together. And then he said, you know, that would be nice. I want to include some African instrument in the program. He said, would be nice if you play something on the piano associated with African music. I say, oh boy, okay. And then you think, okay, Afro-American jazz. I'm not too much in jazz, but... And then I thought, wait a minute. I remember I bought a folio at the International Music Store with a guy with a black face. That was piano music. That was the book of Scott Joplin.
Scott Joplin.
You know, when I bought it years before, I put that on my shelf. I forgot about it. I went back home, opened the book, and sight-read the entire book. And I said, this guy is a genius, my God. So I called my partner and I said, you know, I think I'm going to select 3 rags of Scott Joplin. Yeah. He said, great idea. Then I was so enthusiastic because I saw how the people respond when I was playing the music and how me, I was having fun playing it too. So then I decided to put a full program at the Montreal Concert Hall, right. Place des Arts, where I played my Franz Liszt program dedicated to Scott Joplin. After I did the concert, I was invited for a television show with a friend of mine who's a great, very famous comedian. And he said, don't play something classical. I would like you to play something more alive. I said, I'll play Joplin. He said, sure, that's cool. After that TV show, which was early February, I called the American Embassy in Montreal and I asked, is there anything about Scott Joplin in the United States? And they say, yeah, there's a festival, there's a foundation, there's a museum, there's Scott Joplin House in St. Louis. I said, give me all the phone number. I want to go and know more about this composer. And this is when I showed up in Sedalia, Missouri, you know, the state near Illinois, the state of Mo. Yeah, Mo. Anyway, yeah, that's it. So I showed up at this festival in Sedalia, and when they heard me play my way of playing Joplin, they crowned me the brand new queen of ragtime who's going to put ragtime on the world scene, and I had no clue what they were talking about. I was there for Joplin. In June 1990, I discovered the world of ragtime, and it changed my life.
So, Mimi, define ragtime. How would you talk about that as a type of music?
Let's see that ragtime music is the first authentic form of music in America. Ragtime music is the first pop music in America. So, see, the fact that I love pop, here I go to the roots. Ragtime music is, in fact, all the folk white music. Who are the people who started America? Every country in Europe moved here. Scottish, Irish, English, German, French, Italian, name it. And then you have the beautiful black people who came from Africa with their wonderful rhythm and polyrhythmic. So put all these white music in the cocktail glass and add a little bit of the black rhythm, shake it, ragtime born. That's my way of viewing it. It's still very musical with the melodies of the European culture, the white music, but with all the tricky rhythm syncopated. Mm-hmm. And it's the cradle of jazz, rock and roll, Broadway musical.
I notice on the publicity for this event tomorrow night at the Paradise Performing Arts Center that you're billed as a pianist, but also as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that aspect. In what ways are you a comedian?
This is what I wanted to be. You know, I wanted to go in acting much more than in music. Music was so there for me. I mean, it's part of me. You can't explain the talent you have, okay? And the acting, I'm more visual. See, when I was going to recitals, classical music stuff, I was getting bored and tired and sad and boo. But I love film. I love theater. I love ballet. I love when it's moving, when there's something to see. So I'm very visual. This is what was missing for me being in classical music. You know, there was something missing there for me. So when I decide to really move on and get on the road and playing concerts with ragtime music, when I went to the first Joplin Festival, you know, in 1990, what I saw on Thursday night, a big ballroom with people costumed from the 1900s. I say, oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. So then I start to buy costume to play my show. And then to transform myself in drag with mustache and straw hat and being a guy.
Yeah.
And then I could be a prostitute because this music was played in bordellas. And then I became a crazy angel because, you know, she was the one who wanted to play the classical music. Ragtime music, Tom, is totally connected with freedom.
Right.
Because it's when the black people were finally free out of slavery that this music came out. The slavery stopped in the 60s, but then 20 and so years after that, finally, they let them play their own music on stage in 1893. So this freedom that you have, this happiness that to be free, it's so communicative in the music. It's toe-tapping and happy music ragtime is, you know?
Do you do a lot of movement to add the visual element?
I always talk with people, make jokes, and, you know, it's very alive. No more costume, but to show them that this music, it's like an explosion of, you know, so much discovery and wonderful thing.
So do you think now you're sort of a combination between an entertainer and an educator?
I am both. Because this is what I do during the show. I educate people. A lot of people come and say, wow, you play so good, but my God, I learned so much. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important. You know, it's very important to give also the knowledge of this music because people should be so proud of their heritage, which is ragtime music. They don't know how important this music is because it started all. It started the entire history of American music.
We've been talking with Mimi Blay, it's spelled B-L-A-I-S, and she's going to be at the keyboard and maybe all over the stage tomorrow night at Paradise Performing Arts Center. And this is a benefit for the Performing Arts Center. We also have the producer of this concert, Mary Wittenberg. Mary, how would people get tickets for this?
Tickets are available at the door. They're also available online at brownpapertickets.com.
And this is at the Paradise Performing Arts Center at 777 Nunnally Road. What time does the concert start?
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the concert is at 7.
I want to thank, well, Mary Wittenberg and the star of tomorrow's concert, Mimi Blay. Thanks for coming in and talking to us on Weekend Showcase. And that's our show for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in your community. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.